today on Rockin' the Suburbs.
Take me to another place. Take me to another land. Make me forget all that hurts me. Jim and Pat, make me understand your plan.
Hey Rock in the Suburbs, this is Paul Hayden calling in from Wilmette, Illinois, with my new music picks for June. First up is the new album from Orquestra Pacifico Tropical, and it's called El Poder. It's their third album, and was released on June 19th on OPT Records. They started out in Portland, Oregon in 2012 when drummer David Papi Fimbres and guitarist Carlos Segovia. Well, if your name's Carlos Segovia, I think it's pretty much guaranteed you're going to be a guitar player. Anyway, they created a Latinx dance night at Tiga, a local club. From there, they decided to start their own band playing classic cumbias from Peru and Colombia. Cumbias started in Colombia about 100 years ago and combined the rhythms of three ethnic groups, indigenous, African, and Spanish, that have made up a majority of their population. Cumbia bands can feature guitars, percussion, and horns, and in this case, a psychedelic bent. A better way to describe the orchestra is to listen to one of their songs. I suggest playing Escalo Friante. My song this month is Stump by the band Telematch. I couldn't find much information on the band except that they're from Madrid and they released a 5-song self-titled EP on June 20th. The other songs range from classic rock to garage rock, but I appreciate the overall crunch of Stump. That's it for me this month. I'm looking forward to everyone's picks. In the meantime, listen to Suburbs Pod Radio. I'll catch you next time. We'll be right back.
Take me to another place. Take me to another land. Make me forget all that hurts me. Jim and Pat, make me understand your plan. Jason Goebel checking in from New York City. Hope all is well. Hopping aboard the new music train. Hoping it gets me to Tennessee. And now, in return, here are my June new music picks. First, I gotta go with an album that actually came out in April, but definitely hit my sweet spot this month. It's an album that has placed on a lot of top 10 mid-year lists. It's Slater's Worst Girl in America, and that's going to be my first pick. In June, New York City has its big music festival, Governor's Ball. And for the second year in a row, I went on the Sunday of the festival. Slater was definitely not on my radar that day, but she was the act that blew me away. Just a high-energy, high-spirited set. She calls her music iPod music, I guess relating to the indie electronica pop punk sort of music that came out in the end of the 2000s, beginning of the 2010s, that she would download onto an iPod. The album credits mention that everything is programmed, so I'm not sure how she recorded this, but when I saw her at Governor's Ball, she did everything with a live four-piece band, and again, just was an amazing set. The song that has been in my head since I saw her is the song Saint Loser. But I think the whole album is a lot of fun. It's Worst Girl in America by Slater, my first pick. Pick number two, going from the electronica of Slater to something country-ish. One of the more talked about bands of this last few years has been the Red Clay Strays. I had listened to them. They didn't really hook me, but this album definitely did. For my second pick, I'm going to go with Red Clay Strays' Grateful. Just a great bunch of Americana music. For me, I think they're at their best when they get a little soulful, which they do to kind of bookend the album. But To me, the best track on this album is the opening track. It's been another song that's definitely been on repeat this month. It's song Demons in Your Choir. Do love the whole album, but this is definitely my favorite. It's Red Clay, Strays, Grateful, Demons in Your Choir, and I'll make that my second pick.
Darling, why'd you go and listen? They ain't got nothing good to say. Now there's so much life you're missing. So-called friends led you astray. You know the devil keeps his company with all his bright and shiny things. It ain't a church just cause it feels good. It ain't an angel cause it's got wings. You've been singing with the light, and they're playing your worst desires. If I could pull from those demons in your choir. Now you're as lonely as you've ever been, just like the company you keep. You gotta stop letting them tear you down now. They kill you when you sleep. I wish you knew what you deserve.
And I do have a bonus third pick. I guess to discuss, I have to go back to the beginning of the 2010s. I think it was about 15 years ago. It was a band that grabbed my attention by doing sort of unique music that only they could create with interesting song titles and songs, plus the lead vocals of its singer. I'm talking about the band Alt-J and Awesome Wave. This was a band I loved from the get-go and still am a fan. I mean, nobody sings like Joan Newman, who is the lead singer of Alt-J. So this month, I was happy to see that Joe Newman released his first solo album. He performs as J. Jerome 87, and he released the album The Canyon, which will be my third and final pick. It's definitely a lot more poppier, sort of straightforward than the type of music Alt-J typically releases, but I do enjoy this set of songs. I will go with this song, Mr. Alligator, which is the song that kicks off the album. Definitely kept my interest to listen to the whole thing, which I do highly recommend. It's J. Jerome 87, The Canyon, and that will be my third and final pick. That's it. I hope all are doing well, and I will speak to you all later.
Trusted.
I appreciate the overall crunch of Stomp.